Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Okay, we should call our guest now, the sexy Jessica Drake.
All right.
She is an adult performer, and let's give her a call. Here's her number.
Okay.
Right there.
All right.
The first one. Try the first one. So Jessica Drake has done educational videos. She's an adult performer. She did these DVDs called The Guide to Wicked Sex Positions Basic. And then she did one on fellatio and one on anal sex. She's been in tons of adult films. And she, my intern stole the anal one and the fellatio one, so I haven't been able to watch it. But these are from Wicked Pictures. She's a public speaker, Playboy radio personality, and a Wicked Pictures contract performer, writer, director. She's the creator of Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex. It's a new line of DVDs to enhance your sexual growth.
Damn it, I don't hear anything.
Okay. Oh, do you think it's connected to the computer?
Oh, no, it's new.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Oh, please. Don't have this happen. And the next one she's doing is about female masturbation, which I think is a great DVD to do because women kind of masturbate the same way, just like men, and there's, like, different things that you could do that would make them feel better. Should we call her from the speakerphone on the cell phone, or would that not be good?
I guess do that for now.
Okay. I'll just put it on speaker.
That's pretty ghetto, but whatever.
This is ghetto, but we're ghetto.
All right. And I'll tell them to,
Should I just,
Yeah, just put it on speaker for right now. We're going to have to tell.
Hello?
Hello, Jessica.
Hi, I was just calling you back.
Oh, perfect. Oh, did you get... Okay, yeah, we were trying to call you on Skype, but now we're just calling you from the cell. Hi, how are you, Jessica? Thanks for being a guest on the show.
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God, it's great to have you. You have such a sexy voice, and you have sexy DVDs and sexy, sexy life. I was just talking about your DVDs that you sent to us, which are awesome. Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, The Guide to Fellatio, Guide to Anal, and Guide to Positions, and my intern stole them from me. I didn't even have a chance to watch the fellatio and the anal. They're gone from my office.
Well, you know what? It's funny because those are the two most popular of the three. That's why they were definitely involved in the first run, because when I was doing the seminars, I sort of do them on request as to, you know, whatever the store or the venue thinks would go over better. And consistently, straight across the board, it was, well, how about anal sex? Well, how about blowjobs? How about fellatio? How about, you know, repeatedly. I also just shot Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, Female Masturbation. And my editor just brought me a screener about 2 hours ago, and he said this is the best one so far. And I don't know if he's a little bit biased. all women. I'm not really too sure, but he's really happy with it. So I'm going to be watching it tonight to make my first round of edit notes. So I can't wait to see it myself.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for it. Because I was just saying that I think that women do, I mean, that there is a way to, you know, women kind of masturbate in the same way, but I'm sure that the women also seem to need to learn a lot more about their own bodies, and I'm sure it helps to have a DVD. What kind of things are in there, you think? What are some top tips for women about masturbating?
Without being too clinical, because although I provide some very factual information on anatomy and how things work, I don't like to try to sound like I'm a doctor, because I'm not. Instead, I want to educate women about their bodies and then maybe give them some ideas on how to best explore themselves so that they can come up with what pleases them the best. Because like everything else in sex, I do not think that it's A plus B equals C. I think that we are all variables of our own equation. And what one woman likes is going to be not enough for another woman, or maybe too much for another woman.
Exactly.
I think that it's all a matter of being confident enough to find what it is within yourself that's going to help you be a better lover to yourself, and you learn how to masturbate, or in doing that, you become more comfortable with your own sex, and so that you are more likely to be able to convey to a partner what it is you want from them in the long run. So, I mean, I just like seeing women really comfortable with the idea and opening up, pardon the pun, but opening up to new things and really having confidence in themselves, because that's where it all starts from.
Exactly. It is all about confidence. I just read an email from a listener who was saying that that she just had sex for the first time, and she's like, what's the deal? It didn't feel that good. And I was like, you gotta learn your own body. And sometimes it's not that easy for women. You know, you really have to take the time.
Yeah, I think it is a really important thing. And that also sort of is a great segue into how I even came to do these in the first place. I was noticing a shift in the demographic of people that were coming to see not just me, but all the Wicked Girls in our appearances, because, you know, we do conventions, we do adult bookstores, and, you know, all kinds of things all around the world. And originally, guys would come and see me, and it would be a super long line of guys, the occasional and somewhat uncomfortable woman. And through the years, I've noticed that not only have more women began to be comfortable, but because of the trendiness of the more boutique sex store, more couples friendly, women are going there by themselves. And they're going there with bachelorette parties and their girlfriends or their sisters. I've even seen mother-daughters be there together.
Yeah.
And they're seeking out new information, new products, new things for themselves. And so in turn, they started asking me questions at these appearances that I was doing. Like, I'm just sitting at a table, selling pictures, signing autographs, giving away free posters, and they're asking me, well, how do I get a better blowjob? You know, how can I have anal sex? My husband really wants it. I don't know what I'm doing. So I started talking to them.
Right. And that's great.
Seminars. You know, I started doing seminars for these bookstores. I would either do them right before store signings, you know, and just have them be women only, or I'd do them on a different day. And then after the seminars, the women were like, well, yes, that was great, but you have a DVD to back it up.
Oh, my God, that's so smart. I get asked those questions all the time. So what are some – let's go through it. So what are some of your guides to fellatio for women? What are some tips, some of your top tips for women?
You know, I see that top tips for women would be the answers to the poll that I put out to hundreds of men. I asked them what the three most important things for them were. And I'm going to list them number three to number one.
Okay.
Number three was no teeth. I think that's a really obvious one.
Right.
Number two was lots of spit if it's a blowjob, or lube if it's a hand job. But the number one thing that guys said was that they want their partners to be enthusiastic.
Yeah.
So that shows me that they want someone, much like we do, they just want someone that's really into what they're doing. And if a woman lacks technique, she's making up for that in just a willingness to try, you know, to like what she's doing, to really get into it and attempt to please her partner. Yeah. And I think that works the same for women and men. During my seminars, though, I talk about things like deep throating, how to relax both sets of those muscles in your throat, and, you know, a couple of tricks, maybe different positions that you can get yourself in to do it maybe a little bit more comfortably, with the understanding that not every woman's going to be able to do it anyway. And also things like different hand techniques, how to give any size man a two-handed hand job, because I think sort of when guys get uncomfortable and lose some confidence because they might be less endowed, I sort of teach women how to complement these, dare I say, shortcomings that some men might think that they have, you know, because no one wants to be painful. I'm going to give a hand job to a smaller guy, so I'm going to use a few fingers as opposed to my whole fist.
Right.
I can show women how to use both hands, you know.
That's amazing. You're like a magician.
Exactly. You know, really, it's sleight of hand. And as far as the anal, I think one of the most striking things that I've ever had happen to me, a woman came up to me at a seminar that was fellatio or sex for the wicked woman. It was not an anal-themed seminar. And she said, I think something's wrong because I can't have anal sex the way that you guys do it on camera.
Oh.
what's wrong with me? My husband was really wanting to try anal sex, and I want to do it for him, but it just wouldn't work, and it caused me a lot of pain, and it just wouldn't go in. What's wrong with me? I'm like, first of all, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, I was concerned for her that she would even think that. And I said, look, what you guys don't see, I mean, it's movie magic. What you're not seeing is prep work. What you're not seeing is the warm-up. Because when the cameras aren't rolling, that's when we're getting ready for all of this.
Exactly.
And at that time, I realized how truly important it is to incorporate more of that. When I shoot a movie, you see the working up, and you see the fingers beforehand, and you see the a few inches in, and then it's not in for a while. Like, you see all that. And I think that that really made a great impression on me, because I want to give women a more realistic view. I mean, even though I do things that might be a bit more extreme in some of my movies, I enjoy anal sex, DPs, group sex, that type of thing, I want to show them that it is not a, okay, let's do this, and it's in.
Right. You know? Good. That's good, because people do learn a lot from porn. That might be the only sex they've ever seen. So I think it's great you're putting out these DVDs and telling people that, no, this is really what happens. Because I think people always think things are wrong. What's wrong with me? Why can't I have anal sex? You're right. They're like, and you need lots of lube, and you start small, start with a finger, start with your tongue, something like that.
And also, you know, something that I've told some women, and as disappointing as it may be to some guys, there are some women that will never like anal sex. And those women shouldn't have anal sex.
Exactly.
You know, it's a simple fact. And I did incorporate that a bit into my female masturbation that I just shot, because I did have some women that said they really enjoy either anal stimulation of some kind or even anal penetration. And I think that it's really a great way to become comfortable with anal play before you try it with a partner.
Right.
You know, that way you know your body better.
Exactly. So do you recommend any sex toys for that? Or what do you recommend women do if they want to explore anally before they're with their partner?
You know, for branding purposes at this time, I don't recommend a specific anal sex toy, but I definitely recommend trying with fingers smaller vibrators, smaller butt plugs. On the market right now, there are some really amazing high-end kits of toys, and they have I got one for the anal instructional that I did. It has a series of butt plugs, and it starts with a very small one, not much bigger than a woman's finger, and gradually works its way up. And they're all tapered, of course, like anal toys should be. And then I also incorporate even anal, not beads, but like anal beads. They're all attached together. They're a silicone toy that has round components. And, I mean, I think it's really important to experiment before you're having anal sex with a partner so that you can sort of figure out what you like before you're to that point.
Exactly. That's a great – I never really thought about that, that you could do it on your own. I mean, I know you can, but I don't know many women. Like, I think that a lot of women have fear around it, and men have fear around it. So it is good to explore on your own. That's good. And then so do you – in the female masturbation one and all these, you're in them, right? You're actually in the videos.
Well, here's the deal. And it was a big decision in the beginning, because I've known that I've wanted to do these for about, I'd say, a good 2 years, maybe a year and a half. And I pitched them to Wicked. I did a lot of thinking about whether or not I would be having sex in them. I decided not to have sex in them because I think that it detracts from what I'm trying to get across as an educator. I didn't want to mix two different types of people that would be buying the instructionals. I want to appeal to a market that is open to receiving new information sexually. Necessarily people that are strictly fans of my hardcore movie. Of course, those definitely do coincide, but I wanted to make these where I had complete creative control. So I write them, I direct them, narrate them.
That's amazing.
I cast them. I do the set direction, the art direction. I have Brad Armstrong help me with some of the art in it, but I'm 100% in control. I notice that when I direct feature movies for Wicked where I'm having sex in them, inevitably at some point during the sex scene, I'm thinking about the rest of my day in production, and I don't want to do that.
Right, that makes sense.
You know, and then when I'm directing, it's better for me in this instance to keep those two things separate. Interestingly enough, I've only had one person write me and say, oh, I'm really disappointed that you're not having sex with me. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea for me. Not that I'm trying to stop doing movies where I have sex. Quite the contrary. I'm just trying to sort of branch out because I feel a need for what I'm doing.
There is a need for what you're doing. I mean, I get questions about this all the time. Fellatio, anal sex, positions. I mean, that's all we talk about on the show. So I think it's great that you have a DVD where people can actually like watch and learn. And I love the idea of the female masturbation one. When does that come out?
Well, I've just been given
you
the
just
first
got it. Yeah, today.
I leave tomorrow for Australia, which I'm really sorry. That's why we were having so much difficulty scheduling this interview. My schedule has been absolutely insane, and I know yours has too. I'm watching my screener tonight. I'm making my edit notes. I'm doing some ADR work, some voiceover work for it tomorrow morning before I jump on a plane for Australia.
Okay.
I would expect, if it's not out in December, it will be out in January.
Okay, got it. Well, you have to send me a copy that I'm going to steal from my interns. I'm going to keep it from them so they don't take it. And then you also teach seminars, right? So how can people find out about you and your seminars?
Well, I'm just launching. We're doing a soft launch right now for the website that goes along with the series. It's called GuideToWickedSex.com. I put articles on there. I write about different topics. We have different topics for discussion every month. People can leave comments on it. I have a calendar. I definitely have some things in the works for next year, seminar-wise. And eventually, I will be doing one live chat seminar each month for free on GuideToWickedSex.com. It's not a paying site. It's just a place to go to learn more about the series and start a conversation about it.
Okay. This is great. Well, we got to stay in touch. I want to check out your new DVDs, and we're going to have all this on our information on our website. And I hope you have a great trip to Australia, and thanks for sharing these, and I'm going to get them back for my intern so I can learn something. Thing or two.
Well,
from you.
I really appreciate you having me on the show, and everyone can follow me at twitter.com/TheJessicaDrake, and you can also see more of me at jessicadrake.com and wicked.com.
Awesome. I know. And you're hot and sexy, and your voice is amazing. And I know your body's amazing and all that stuff too, but it's great talking to you. So thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Have a good trip to Australia.
Thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.